This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good morning, everyone. I've just got a brief presentation on Midwifery 2020, and thank you to the majority of you who have actually visited the stand next door in the exhibition centre. It's been great to speak to the midwives here regarding this programme of work. Really, just to give you a little bit of context around Midwifery 2020, the four UK chief nursing officers commissioned a paper to consider the need for a programme of work to describe the future contribution of midwives to maternity care. And that paper recognised the unique and specialist contribution that midwives do make, and therefore set in this similar context to other workforce reforms, this programme of work was commissioned and established. And it's working across the four countries in the UK. It's an overall UK programme of work, which is a fantastic opportunity for all the countries to work together. And in terms of policy context, what we are looking at is the various maternity policy documents across the four countries and taking cognizance of those and the fact that we already have some very robust policy strategies around midwifery and around maternity services and setting this in that context. So it's anticipated that by the end of the programme, it will set the future direction for midwives to lead and deliver care in what we know is a rapidly changing and challenging time. So, as I said, it is over 2 years. The programme board in April 2008 were asked to consider what might be the key priorities for this programme to consider. And they were then themed into five work streams. So we had to consider what needs to be better, what we've got now, what is the current reality, what are the challenges facing us, and then to work within these five work streams to consider how we then make some recommendations by the end of the programme next year to set that future direction. And the priorities that came in from the programme board were from all the key stakeholders across the UK who are partners in this programme of work. And one of the slides later will show you the number of stakeholders that we are currently engaging with. So the five work streams that are taking forward the work, as you can see, we've got three of them up here. The core role of the midwife, this is being led by Wales, partnered by Northern Ireland, and Polly Ferguson, the midwifery advisor from Wales, is the chair of that group. And they've been working really all of 2009 and have just produced their first paper, which will form part of their interim report by the end of this year. The education and career progression work stream is being led by England, and Professor Gwendolyn Bradshaw is the chair of that group. And again, on all of these groups, we have multi-professional representation and cross-country representation. The third group there is measuring quality, and the measuring quality group is also being led by England, and Jane Evans, the Assistant Director of Commissioning in NHS Walsall, is the chair of the measuring quality group. They're looking at all the various quality indicator documents that we already have and actually then trying to tease out and look at what actual added value midwives make, because we know that a lot of these quality indicator documents are for maternity services overall, but actually teasing out and saying, well, what is the actual midwifery contribution, and looking at that. The fourth work stream is public health, and the public health work stream is being a partnership between Scotland and Northern Ireland, and Martin Bradley, who's the chief nursing officer for Northern Ireland, is the chair of that work stream, and they're considering the impact that midwives can have in terms of the public health contribution to mothers and babies and the extended families. So there's a considerable amount of work already been done to date with that group, and they have commissioned a literature review of what is already out there in terms of documents which give that overall midwifery contribution. And the final work stream is workforce and workload. And the workforce and workload is being led by Scotland on behalf of the four countries and Malcolm Wright, the Chief Executive of NHS Education for Scotland, is the lead on that group. So as I've already said, there is cross-country representation. We have stakeholders on all the groups and user representatives, and they've all got an underlying philosophy that each of the work streams need to consider, and that is of user engagement, is about professional leadership in midwifery and safe and effective evidence-based care. So when considering their work, those are some of the principles that they're working towards. As I previously said, we have a number of stakeholders. We're working with key partners such as the Royal College of Midwives, the NMC and user groups, the LSA and midwifery officers, and a number of other groups, as you can see there. And I think it's very important for this project to be as open and transparent in terms of the communication strategy that we have. And we have a number of ways of doing that, and in terms of our communication, our website, newsletters, and trying to actually get the views of midwives to come onto the website and have their say. So it's important that we engage with all stakeholders of maternity services. As well as this work that's ongoing, we also have to be cognizant of work that is concurrently happening across the UK. And obviously, at the moment, the NMC are reviewing their midwives' rules and standards, and several members of the Midwifery 2020 team are on the advisory group that the NMC has set up for that review. So again, that's important, because that's that joined up work where we're working with partners and making sure that what may be emerging around recommendations and principles from Midwifery 2020, if that should then have a significant effect on what we are expecting of midwives in the future, it's important that those are captured within the review of the rules. And for those of you sort of working in England, there's the Future of Nursing and Midwifery Commission. And again, it's important that we have a good interface with that group and that we're not duplicating effort. They're aware of what areas are being taken forward in Midwifery 2020. We're aware of what they're doing. And we're working very closely with colleagues such as Rona McCandlish and David Foster in the Department of Health in England to actually make sure that we have got joined up thinking around that. There are many challenges, obviously, that we anticipate may affect midwifery and maternity care in the next 10 years. And the programme board in February had a facilitated session where we considered those challenges. And in each of these categories, the political, legal, economic, social and technological, we came up with about half a dozen or more challenges. And I've just put some of them up here, because we are aware that the NHS is under considerable pressure with the current economic position. And indeed, someone has asked the question, will there be an NHS as we know it in 2020? And, you know, what might that mean in terms of future midwifery profession? And then, obviously, we are seeing a shift in the demographics in terms of the workforce that's available. We know that there are, and many people said this on the stand yesterday as well, I might not be here in 2020. And I don't think they mean in the overall sense. I think they just mean working as a midwife in 2020. But we have to think that the age profile is such that we know that we'll have a number of midwives retiring around then. And are we having enough midwives coming through to obviously meet the requirements of the maternity services, but importantly, are we having enough people coming through with the right skills, and are we actually seeing some future leaders emerging and being developed to take on those roles? So some of the social, you know, we know there's changes within families. We have what has been described as blended families, families with children from various different partners. We also have families where they are remote from perhaps their parents, and they don't have that social support. And how will parents learn to, or well, how will they learn to be parents? And what can we do as a profession to support them and prepare them for that? And then, obviously, at the moment, we're starting to see more and more women having children who perhaps previously would not have been able to have children, who would have had life-limiting conditions, which are now, who are now living into the reproductive years, and this a comorbidity that exists among that population and the challenges that that has for midwifery in terms of dealing with that cohort of women who actually require a lot of medical as well as maternity support. So those are just a snapshot of some of the challenges that the programme board saw, and it was just a kind of, well, you know, you have to almost see what may come our way in 2020 and start thinking about those. So the groups have all been asked to consider those as well. So just really finally, because I say it's just an overview, but there's much more information out there on the stand. And I would urge you all, if you haven't already done so, to visit the website on midwifery2020.org. And you can actually see the progress within the work streams there. And, you know, if there's something that you're particularly interested in, or importantly, if you feel that we've missed something and that there's a gap and you feel that we should be considering, is, well, you have the opportunity to have your say. There's a direct email communication comes in, and I read all the email communications that come in, and if they are particular to, say, education and career progression, then I stream those off to the chair of that group for her group to consider. So your views are listened to and they are heard, so I would urge you to go on the website and try to follow the progress of Midwifery 2020. At the end of the day, as it says there, it is the future of the profession, and that's the future of your profession and those that are coming behind you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Noreen.